Today we're building an Amen-style sub in Ableton Live 12 using an automation-first workflow, which is a very DNB way to think. Instead of writing a busy bass line and hoping it works later, we're going to design movement from the start. That means the sub stays clean, mono, and powerful, while the energy comes from automation, phrasing, and smart interaction with the break. Picture the role of the sub here. It's not trying to be the star. It's the low-end pulse underneath the Amen chop, the thing that makes the groove feel like it's breathing. If the break is the nervous system, the sub is the heartbeat underneath it. We want weight, tension, and motion. But we do not want mud, stereo spread, or a bass line that fights the drums. So first, set up your low-end routing in a disciplined way. Create three tracks, one for the drum break, one for the sub bass, and one for atmosphere. On the sub bass track, load operator for a clean sub, or wave-eatable if you want a little more character. For operator, keep oscillator on sine, turn the others off, and set it to mono behavior. Then put utility after it and set width to 0%. That part is crucial. In drum and bass, the sub needs to stay locked dead center. Now let's shape the atmosphere too, because this lesson lives in the atmosphere's space. On your atmosphere track, load pads, noise, vinyl texture, reverse tails, or a dark ambient bed. Then high pass it hard, usually somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. The idea is simple. Atmosphere can be huge, but it cannot crowd the sub. The low end has to stay clean so the whole drop feels powerful and controlled. Next, write the bass line as a phrase skeleton, not as a finished performance. Make a 16-bar MIDI clip, but keep it minimal. Think in 4-bar chunks. Bars 1 to 4 establish the root and groove. Bars 5 to 8 answer that idea. Bars 9 to 12 introduce a little tension. Bars 13 to 16 prepare the next section. Don't overcomplicate the notes. An Amen-style sub often works best with just root notes, maybe an octave dip, maybe a short pickup into the next bar, and maybe one passing note if it really earns its place. If you're in a minor key, like D minor, you might lean on D and C, maybe A as a darker support note, and then only use a tiny passing tone if it creates a strong pull. The goal is not melody. The goal is phrasing and pressure. Also, leave space for the break. That's one of the biggest secrets here. The bass should answer the Amen chop, not step all over it. If the break is busy, let the sub breathe. If the drums leave a gap, that's where the bass can speak. Now let's design the core tone. Keep the sub clean, then add a little harmonic edge so it translates on smaller systems. A saturator after operator is perfect for this. Try just a few dB of drive, maybe 2 to 5, and use soft clip if needed. Then follow with a Q8. If the very bottom is too heavy, gently high pass around 20 to 30 Hz. If there's mud, cut a little around 120 to 180 Hz. And if you need more audible presence, only add a very careful bump in the upper harmonics. And only if it doesn't interfere with the drums or any future mid-bass layer. Here's where the automation first part really comes alive. Group your bass devices into an audio effect rack if you want, then map key controls to macros. Great macro targets are saturator drive, filter frequency, filter resonance, and utility gain. If you're using any pitch or transposition movement, that can be another macro too. The point is to treat the bass like a living system. You are not just playing notes. You are automating states. Think of those states like closed, leaning, opening, choking, and release. That's a very useful way to approach bass design in heavier DNB. Instead of asking, what note comes next, ask, what state should this bar be in? Maybe bars 1 to 4 are closed and controlled. Bars 5 to 8 open up a little. Bars 9 to 12 lean into the drive. Bars 13 to 16 release into the next section. That mindset keeps the MIDI simple and the movement intentional. A really powerful trick is to use tiny automation moves like percussion. A small filter lift at the end of a phrase, a 1 or 2 dB increase in drive, or a slight gain tip in the sustain area can feel like a musical hit. You do not need huge sweeping motions. In fact, in darker DNB, the smaller moves often hit harder because they feel more natural and more controlled. Now lock the bass to the Amen groove. Use the break as your timing reference. Put the bass hit after a kick or snare punctuation, then leave a gap where the break is busy with ghost notes. If you want extra groove, vary note lengths. Some notes can be short and punchy, almost like stabs. Some can sustain for a beat or two. Don't make every note identical unless you intentionally want a rigid mechanical feel. The little changes in length are what make the bass feel like it's reacting to the drums. If you want a practical DNB move, try placing the sub just slightly after the main snare accent in a two-bar loop. That creates a push-forward feeling instead of a clash. then automate a filter rise or a touch more drive into the next four-bar phrase. That gives the section momentum without needing extra notes. Now bring in the atmosphere layer as a framing device. This is important. The atmosphere should enhance the sense of depth, not compete with the sub. Use auto filter and maybe hybrid reverb or reverb on that layer, but keep it high passed and tucked low. Then automate it opposite the bass energy. When the bass gets fuller, let the atmosphere pull back. When the bass thins out, let the atmosphere bloom a little. That contrast creates a much larger sense of motion without actually filling the mix with more stuff. At this point, once the first pass feels good, resample it. This is where the workflow gets really fun. Create a new audio track, record 4 to 8 bars of the bass and break interaction, and print the movement to Audivo. Once it's in audio form, you can do a lot more with it. You can reverse tails, chop pickups, duplicate hits, or turn little bits into transition tools. This is a classic heavier DNB move. Make one strong pass, then mutate it. After resampling, you can process the audio with saturator again for extra density, maybe a touch of drum bus if you want more upper harmonic knock, and EQ8 to clean things up. Just be careful not to destroy the foundation. The sub should stay stable. If you want aggression, push it into a separate layer or into the resampled print, not the core sub. Now arrange the full 16-bar section so it evolves naturally. Bars 1 to 4 should feel restrained and bare. Bars 5 to 8 can introduce a little more drive or one extra note. Bars 9 to 12 can push the energy further, maybe with a slight octave answer or more saturation. Bars 13 to 16 can feel like a pre-switch up, with a filter opening or a bass well leading into the next section. This is the key idea. Do not make every four bars identical. In DNB, repetition is part of the groove, but variation is what creates tension. Even one small move per phrase can make the whole section feel alive. A slight filter opening, a shortened note, a tiny dropout, or a subtle rise in drive can do a lot more than adding more notes. Before you call it done, do a mono and low-end check. Put utility on the master and toggle mono briefly. Make sure the sub doesn't disappear or change too much. Compare the bass in solo and in the full mix. If the low end feels unfocused, shorten the notes, reduce saturation, or carve more space out of the atmosphere and break room tone. If necessary, remove overlapping tails from reverbs or delays. The goal is headroom and punch. In drum and bass, if the bass gets too big in the wrong way, the drums lose their snap. A few pro thoughts to keep in mind. Use tiny automation moves rather than dramatic ones. Separate weight from attitude, meaning keep the true sub clean and let the grit live in a second layer or a resampled version. Don't automate everything at once. Pick one lead movement per phrase so the bass feels intentional instead of indecisive. And always let the amen break guide the timing. If the bass feels crowded or late, simplify the note lengths before you do anything else. If you want to push this further, try a little micro pitch inflection at note starts, or use ghost trigger style notes that only open the filter or trigger a short envelope movement. You can also try an octave up answer in a later phrase, or a brief bass dropout right before a fill. Sometimes removing the bass for a moment makes the return hit way harder. So the big takeaway is this. Build the sub as a phrase, not as a riff. Keep the foundation mono and clean. Use automation to create the movement. Let the bass answer the amen break. Use atmosphere to frame the low end. Then resample once that idea works, so you can push it into heavier territory fast. If you get that balance right, you'll end up with a proper DNB bass workflow. Tight low end, dark energy, evolving automation, and enough space for the break to breathe. That's the move.